KOIN in Portland, it's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. Russia appears to be thinking of making another big grain purchase from the United States, similar to the deal made 3 years ago. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Trade in grain futures was brisk yesterday and prices were up. There's a lot of speculation the Russians may want to purchase large quantities of American corn, wheat, and other food grains. Senator Hubert Humphrey of Minnesota, who recently was in the Soviet Union, says he got the impression the Russians will try to make such a deal. Humphrey says there's been some bad weather in Russia and other Eastern European countries, reducing their harvests. The Agriculture Department says it is aware of rumors the Russians want to make such a deal, but it cannot confirm the speculation. More news in a moment.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sinoff?
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff tablets with anything you've ever taken for sinus. No sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. Sinoff gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus strainer. Sinoff works fast to help sinus pain while you drain.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
In God we trust. America speaks. George Washington remarked during the Constitutional Convention, "Let us raise a standard to which the wise and honest can repair. The event is in the hands of God." Presented by the Catholic Communications Foundation.
Leading Republicans are discussing President Ford's announcement Tuesday that he will seek the Republican presidential nomination next year. Many conservatives are noncommittal at this point, apparently waiting for their colleagues, such as Ronald Reagan, to declare what they're going to do. Reagan says the Republicans face a new situation this time.
We've never had a situation of this kind before. We've never had a president who was appointed, who did not face the voters and become an incumbent by way of election. And I think that the party, which is at a very low ebb, is a ship that's almost lying dead in the water. If it's going to appeal to the very many independent voters, who are incidentally the biggest group of voters, I think that the Republican Party, like the Democratic Party, should have an open convention and thus be able to present its views to the people.
Reagan also says he'll decide before the end of this year whether he will be a candidate. At the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Boston, some 100 Democratic mayors agreed to set up what they call Citizens Crusades. The groups would work in urban areas around the nation to lobby Congress and grill Democratic presidential aspirants on urban issues. Officials in Florida have been busy trying to break what they believe to be a major fraud case involving the sale of land. Details reported by Tom McHugh in Miami.
Florida Comptroller General Gerald Lewis says his crackdown on a $1 billion land fraud scheme, which he claims to be the largest fraud of its kind in the nation's history, has forced 22 brokerage firms and 84 individuals out of business. Lewis says he's targeting a total of 59 firms and more than 250 of their employees in the investigation, and has already prepared criminal charges against 5 of those firms. Lewis says more than 30,000 investors around the country, many of them elderly people who lost their life savings, were bilked by the Florida-based mortgage investment firms. Tom LeGue for CBS News, Miami.
Secretary of State Kissinger leaves Washington Wednesday, heading for another important overseas mission. After a stop in Paris, Kissinger will go to Geneva to talk about nuclear arms agreements with Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko. Then on Saturday, Kissinger will be in Bonn, West Germany, to discuss the Middle East with Israeli Prime Minister Rabin. The white minority government of Rhodesia is moving to try to appease the increasingly militant black nationalist movement in that African country. Prime Minister Ian Smith has appointed a commission to find and correct what Smith terms unnecessary and undesirable racial discrimination. The Internal Revenue Service has confirmed it conducted an operation to find out if some of its agents in Florida were taking bribes. The IRS said it checked the tax returns of some 950 people whose names were overheard in bars frequented by the agents. Now this.
They said it couldn't be done. Kill, please, and takes all in one. The two-in-one collar from Hearts. The two-in-one collar from Hearts.
Why should your dog suffer with fleas and ticks? If he's not wearing the Hearts two-in-one collar, get him one today.
It'll make his summer beautiful.
It really works, killing fleas. Helps in, take miseries.
The Hart's 2-in-1 collar, one incredible collar that kills both fleas and ticks.
Heave-ho, world, introducing the captain of Mike Roy's cooking thing, Henry.
Vast and behold me, hearty.
How vast yourself.
I'll borrow my son Dana's mustache and become the skipper of the ship. I'm going to tell you what to do when too many people rock the boat.
I'll tell you what you can do. You can go walk the plank. Now, what is all this nonsense?
Well, cooking aboard ship can be tricky, and I have no intention of being a galley slave, so we'll do it the safe way.
Oh, with the gourmet gallops in the galley, friends, tomorrow on Mike Roy's Cooking Thing.
The Labor Department reports that in the year ending March 31st, pay raises for white-collar workers averaged 9%, but it says the raises failed to keep pace with inflation. It says during the same period, the cost of living went up 10.3%. Doug Poling, CBS News.
Approvals and rejections are running about 50-50 in early results of 89 budget elections around Oregon today. In Salem, a $445,730 special bus operation levy passed, $2,800 to $2,716. Salem residents rejected a street improvement measure, $3,503 to $1,835. A Woodburn school district budget of $879,841 outside the 6% limit failed, $1,647 to $698. The Lower Umpqua Hospital District measure, $39,500 over the limit, passed, $848 to $184. A Clatsop County Intermediate Education District levy of $1.1 million over the limit failed, $976 to $894. Incomplete returns as the Corvallis School District budget, $8.4 million outside the limit, failing by a 3-to-1 margin. A Benton County levy of $470,000 over the limit was failing by a 2-to-1 edge within incomplete returns. Voters in the Gaston School District of Washington and Yamhill counties rejected $142 to $112, a $441,050 budget proposal. Gresham Union High School's budget, $3.2 million over, was passing by a 9-to-5 margin in incomplete returns. And Mount Hood Community College District voters were approving 4-to-3, a levy of $632,297 over the limit. Voters in Lebanon approved a Union High School budget today by a vote of 883 to 561. It was the third try for that proposal, which was $947,000 over the 6% limit. In Crabtree, in Linn County, a school levy of $51,000 over the limit was approved, 43 to 14. In Corvallis, with 40% of the vote in, a school levy appears to be failing. It is $8,400,000 beyond the 6% limit. Taking a look at sports, in the National League, San Diego 8, Chicago 6. That game went 15 innings. New York 4, Atlanta 3. L.A. 3, Pittsburgh nothing. Cincinnati 2, Philadelphia 1. Houston 5, Montreal 1. San Francisco 6, St. Louis 4. In the American League, Boston 6, Minnesota 5, Detroit 3, Chicago nothing. New York 4, Texas nothing. Kansas City 9, Milwaukee 1. Baltimore 8, California 5. That game went 10 innings. Oakland 15, Cleveland 5. Taking a look at the weather forecast for Portland, Vancouver, brief morning clouds, otherwise continued warm days through Wednesday and Thursday, lows in the upper 50s, highs 80 to 85 degrees, northerly winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of measurable rainfall less than 10% through Wednesday. The temperature right now in downtown Portland stands at 65 degrees. That's KOIN News to 1109. I'm Bill Garrity.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Where do people go when they disappear? We're not talking about those folk who have every good reason and understandable motive to drop from sight. No, we mean people who were on their way somewhere and who never showed up and have never been heard of again. And the people we're talking about were solid, substantial, dependable people. A well-known judge, a famous aviatrix, a United States naval vessel, a patrol of Air Force bombers, a commercial airliner, and others too numerous to mention. What happened to them? Is there an explanation? Some say yes, and some say...
Please, don't humor me. I tell you, there's a place beneath the water.
Beneath the water?
Yes, beneath the water. Or maybe it's above the water.
Well, it can't be both.
It can be. Two different places can exist in the same spot at the same time.
Look, you've had a harrowing experience. I suggest sleep.
I need somebody to believe me. Please.
All right. I believe you.
Do you? Do you really?
Well, of course.
I was there. It's another world. A glorious world. It's utopia. Would you like to come back there with me?
Well, certainly, but for now, you just go to sleep, huh? Try to sleep.
Yes. Yes, I will. I will.
Nurse, I'm afraid her mind is gone. Completely gone.
Our mystery drama, The Triangle, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Mercedes McCambridge. It is sponsored in part by Sinoff, the sinus medicines, and by the Florida Orange Growers. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sinoff?
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff tablets with anything you've ever taken for sinus. No sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. Sinoff gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus strainer. Sinoff works fast to help sinus pain while you drain.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
This is Lloyd Nolan. My son Jay was physically perfect. I guess he was about 2 years old before we realized that anything was wrong. At first, we thought he was deaf. That's what the parents of most autistic children think. At that time, I don't think we knew any parents of an autistic child. It would have been a great blessing to us to have had a National Society for Autistic Children. Support the National Society, Box 8646, Albany, New York, 12208.
This is Arnold Palmer. In golf, we call someone who plays exceptionally well a champ. And a champ works to win. His whole way of life is geared to that talent, that ability in him which makes him win. Well, that's one way of living, but there are others. And the March of Dimes offers us some of those ways. Ways to work to prevent birth defects, or ways to help kids born with birth defects. For many of those kids, a way of life is a difficult direction to discover. But for most of us, it's not. Middle-aged people, senior citizens, everyone. As honorary national chairman for the March of Dimes, I can tell you that the greatest gift you can give any handicapped child is a little understanding, a little encouragement, and a chance to appreciate life. Won't you help? Join the March of Dimes today and find a way of life.
A rather well-defined area in the Atlantic Ocean. It is shaped like an isosceles triangle. At one point lies Miami, at the second, Puerto Rico, and at the third, Bermuda. And for that reason, it is known as the Bermuda Triangle. Over the years, at least 100 planes and ships and over 1,000 people have disappeared into its depths. Without leaving a trace, and for reasons that have never been factually explained.
Hello there, Miami. This is your routine check from American International Flight 7, old Lucky 7, inbound from dear old London. We're now 215 nautical miles from your first outer marker, bearing 090. Speed. Hold it. Hey, Mark, what's that vibration? Mark, that vibration. Hey. Miami? Miami, our position is... The compass is going crazy. It's spinning like a top. We're going down. Pull up, Mark. Mark, help me pull up. We're going down.
We don't have to hear the tape again, Lieutenant. I'm very much afraid, Pete, that we'll just have to chalk this one up. There were 110 people aboard that plane, and we'll just have to...
Oh, excuse me, sir. Admiral Ingram's headquarters, Lieutenant Nelson. One moment, sir. It's Commander Bates.
No, you know what he wants, don't you? He wants to know if I'm ready to release the word.
Will you talk to him, sir?
I'll call him back.
Okay. The Admiral will call you back, sir. Are you ready to call off the search, sir?
Damn it. 110 people.
Yes, sir.
We knew his bearing. We could practically pinpoint his location. We combed that area as much as you can hope to comb water for 5 whole days. We organized the greatest peacetime assemblage of ships, planes, and men.
Yes, sir.
Don't interrupt me, will you, Pete? I have to keep saying these things to square my own conscience.
I understand.
Oh, don't be so damn understanding, Lieutenant. Fight with me. Argue with me. Convince me there's something else I... approach, another tack, another plan of action.
Admiral, you know those stories in the papers, on the air, about the Bermuda Triangle? How planes and ships disappear?
I know, it's all nonsense.
Well, you heard the pilot. The plane was just pulled down from the sky.
A sudden electrical disturbance can account for practically anything. That's public relations. I'll talk to them.
Lieutenant Nelson. What? Repeat that. Yes. Yes, the Admiral will leave at once. Sir, it's unbelievable.
Don't editorialize, Lieutenant. Just report.
Yes, sir. They have a survivor.
That's impossible.
A young woman.
No one could survive 5 days in the water.
But they've got her, sir. She's aboard the carrier.
Miss Roberts, I'm Admiral Ingram. This is Lieutenant Nelson. The doctor said you could talk to us.
Yes.
It must have been a harrowing experience.
I'm all right.
Yes, I see that. Miss Roberts, you know you're the sole survivor.
That's what I've been told.
Can you tell us what happened?
I don't know what happened.
Well, surely you can remember something.
I don't remember anything.
Yes, well, perhaps this isn't a good time to talk to
you. No, that doesn't matter. I just can't tell you anything.
Miss Roberts, your plane went down 5 days ago.
Yes, according to the calendar.
And you were just picked out of the water this morning.
Yes.
And you claim to be Judy Roberts.
I am Judy Roberts.
The Judy Roberts, who was a passenger aboard American International Flight 7 from London to Miami on June the 15th.
Yes.
Admiral, may I talk to you a moment? How could she live 5 days in that shark-infested sea?
Well, she was lucky.
She could survive without food, without water?
Obviously.
Why doesn't she look it? Why isn't she all shriveled up and dehydrated? Why isn't her skin burned and raw? Why isn't she hysterical or delirious? She looks as if she just stepped out of a heated swimming pool at a country club.
Yeah, well, that too. We sent her fingerprints for confirmation. We checked out her teeth. She's Judy Roberts.
Miss Roberts, why won't you tell us what happened?
I told you I don't remember.
Well, could you tell us everything you do remember?
I was sitting in my seat. I'd fallen asleep.
Yes?
And I was conscious of a loud roaring sound. I don't know if I was still asleep or awake. I had the frightening feeling that I was falling, that the plane was out of control. And then I must have fainted, because the very next I was here in this bed, and I was been rescued after phase in the water. And I'm now on an aircraft carrier.
And all you know?
That's all I know.
You have no memory of the crash?
No.
You remember how you got out of the plane?
No.
The life belt you were wearing, do you remember inflating it, putting it on?
No.
Well, how about the 5 days you spent in the water?
I don't remember being in the water.
Miss Roberts, may I say something?
Yes, if you like.
We have three possibilities here. First, you're not Judy Roberts.
I am Judy Roberts.
Second, you never got on the plane.
I was on the plane. The ticket man at the gate would remember me because I almost missed it, and they held it for me. He put me on board himself. And besides, if I wasn't on that plane, how did I wind up in the water? What's your third possibility?
You're lying.
About what?
You didn't spend 5 days in the water.
Well, where did I spend them?
You tell me.
I told you. I don't remember.
Miss Roberts, it is vital for us to know what happened. Were there any strange noises?
There was just this roaring sound.
What kind of roar?
Sounded like the engines.
But look, how did you survive so long in the water? Surely we can learn something from that.
I told you I don't remember being in the water.
Well, you don't look as if you've been in the water for 5 days.
Well, that's where your helicopter pilot found me. Now, Lieutenant, if you have no other questions, I would like to rest for...
And Pete, she didn't spend 5 days swimming in the water.
Would the Admiral know how she spent them?
She was floating in the water.
On what?
Her seat was just to the rear of the galley. A portion of it probably broke off and afforded her a kind of raft. The portion may have contained food and canned drinks. She could have had blankets to shield her from the sun.
Sir, how does it happen that this so-called raft was never spotted?
Well, Lieutenant Miller, who sighted her, says his attention was attracted at first by something shiny that looked like a painted part of a fuselage.
Why wasn't it there when he arrived?
Well, it probably sunk.
Yes, sir. It keeps itself and Miss Roberts afloat for 5 days and suddenly sinks just when rescue comes.
Pete, it didn't have to sink suddenly. It may have been sinking slowly all those 5 days and finally went under just before Miller got there.
Yes, sir.
Now, Pete, you had raised an excellent question about her physical condition, and we've just been able to account for it. So why aren't you satisfied?
Why doesn't she remember any of this?
Because, as the doctors explained it, it was such a terrible experience, she wants to forget it.
Come in.
Oh, Miss Roberts, I'm sorry to bother you.
Then why do you?
I don't know, but I wish I could believe your story.
Lieutenant, it doesn't matter to me whether you do or not.
No, I don't believe that either. Because it does matter. You're a girl who's, well, quite sensitive to the opinions of other people.
Oh, how would you know?
I understand you're 32 years old. You live with and support your mother. That tells me something right there.
What?
Well, when an unusually pretty girl still lives at home after she's 30...
Really, I don't think that should concern you.
That's true. I learned also that you're shy, you don't have many friends, and this 10-day trip to London was your first vacation in years. Oh, did you have a good time, incidentally?
Oh, yes.
I'll bet you didn't.
Now, really, Lieutenant... I'm grateful to the Navy for saving my life, but do I have to submit to cross-examination? As if I have guilty knowledge?
You'll be leaving us in just a few hours. Judy, tell me, where did you spend the last 5 days?
In the water.
I just can't believe it.
Well, do you believe that the plane went down?
It had to go down.
Then where else could I have been?
I can't believe you were in the water.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. I'm sorry for you.
Why?
Your troubles are about to begin.
Well, I've just been rescued. My troubles are over.
Judy. Judy, do you realize you are the sole survivor? Well, you are, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, you'll find out what that can mean the hard way. You'll be surrounded, hounded, badgered, not just by the press. Oh, they'll drop you soon enough. After all, tomorrow you'll be just yesterday's news. But by friends, relatives, the ones of the other passengers... Did you see my husband? What happened to my wife? Is my daughter really dead? How did you survive?
Well, I won't know the answers to any of those questions.
People won't believe you.
Well, they'll just have to...
For years to come, no one will let you alone.
Well, there's nothing I can say to anyone.
There were 109 other lives on that plane besides yours.
Oh. I didn't think of that.
You didn't think of that?
Until just now, I thought I'd just...
You would just what?
Well, that I'd just... say nothing.
Judy, what do you know?
Well, now... now I realize I can't let those people go on grieving. I'll simply have to tell them, because at least they'll be comforted.
Why didn't you tell us the truth in the first place?
Because I was afraid no one would believe me. But that doesn't matter now. Because I have no choice. I've got to tell the world exactly what happened. It began when we'd just flown high over Bermuda.
Well, properly speaking, it will begin when I shall return with Act Two in just a few moments. Some of you strict constructionists might grumble, why couldn't she tell it to us in the beginning of Act One? To which I have but one answer. It's her story, and she's telling it in her own way. But however it's told, I assure you, it's well worth waiting for.
Come on, America, be fresh in that way.
Anita Bryant for Summer Juice, 100% pure orange juice from Florida. Pour some over ice for a delicious warm weather treat the whole family will love. Naturally pure, naturally refreshing.
Orange Juice, America's Summer Juice.
From the Florida Orange Growers.
Oh, Great Spirit, whose voice in the winds I hear, make me walk in beauty. Make my heart respect all you have made.
In some Americans today, the spirit of that Indian prayer is reborn. But now everyone must get involved in the struggle against pollution and litter. Like Keep America Beautiful, 99 Park Avenue, New York, New York. People start pollution. People can stop it.
A public service message of this station and the City Council.
Here's a tip from your bureau on the metric system. Have you noticed the metric measurements on packaged foods at your supermarket lately? Soon the metric system of measurement will be common country, and you should be ready for it. Look carefully at the metric measurements on the foods you buy. They may seem bewildering at first, but they make a lot more sense than the system of measurement we're currently using. For example, right now, fluid measures are expressed in gallons, quarts, and pints. Dry measures are expressed in bushels, pecks, dry quarts, and pints. And a dry quart is 16% larger in volume than a liquid quart. By using the metric system, however, you only need to know one unit of measurement for liquid volume, the liter. All other fluid measurements are multiples of the liter. And similarly, dry volumes are measured by the gram and multiples of the gram. This has been a tip from your Better Business Bureau on the metric system.
It isn't easy to be a survivor, especially a lone survivor, the only one left alive where 109 others have perished. Or have they perished? Has Judy Roberts successfully survived a disaster which took the lives of everyone else on the plane? Well, obviously she has, because she's here. How could she have kept alive for 5 days in shark-infested waters? At first, Judy says she can't remember. But now, miraculously, she can.
We had just flown high over Bermuda, and the pilot's voice came over the PA system.
This is Captain Moss again. We're now flying over the Bermuda Triangle. For more than 100 years, a graveyard for hundreds of ships and planes. Why did they disappear here? Who knows? Are the reasons supernatural, extraterrestrial? Your guess is as good as mine. I've flown this patch of ocean 1,000 times, and I think it's all just an old wives' tale. I just mention it because folks talk about it, and the next time somebody does, you can say, I actually flew over it and nothing happened
to me.
He
went on and on, now, among the ships just talking about it, and I must have fallen asleep again. And then I wasn't sure. You know how it is in a dream sometimes? You have visions of falling, and it's also real. But I knew that I was falling. And then I woke up, and there was this terrible roar. And I looked out the window, and we were on the water. We were on the water. We must have come down and crashed, but nothing was broken. Nobody was hurt. Everybody seemed paralyzed. And then there was a voice, a woman's voice. It was very soft, very sweet. And it said, welcome home. Welcome home again to all of you. I didn't know what to think. Were we dead? Were we all killed in the crash? Was this heaven? And then the voice said, my name is Aura. I'm your guide. Please don't be frightened. Everything is fine. In just a moment or two, you will adjust. You will resume your natural, normal lives as citizens of the city. Everything you think you feel now, all the ties that bind you to the illusory world you've just left, will disappear. You are coming home. Home where you belong. I looked out the window. A bright sun was shining in a deep blue sky. We were somewhere. I didn't know where. It seemed to be a large, lovely park. And there were beautiful pastel-colored buildings. Oh, what a city. What a glorious city.
The trip is over. The fantasy ride is over.
And all around me, people were getting up, and laughing and smiling and talking. I sat in my seat. I didn't know what to do, what to think. Was it all a dream? Finally, everyone had left the plane. I was all alone. What should I do?
Why are you still sitting here, my dear?
I don't know.
The fantasy trip is over.
Where am I? Who are you?
You're home.
Oh, no, please, I'm not home. My name is Judy Roberts. I live in Miami, Florida.
The flight must have had a very traumatic effect on you.
What happened to us? We were just an hour out of Miami, and the plane went down.
Oh, the plane, as you call it, has come home, my dear.
Why did everybody just get up and leave?
What else are they supposed to do? It's over.
But the plane crashed. It fell into the sea. I know.
No, my dear, calm yourself.
No, I'm not crazy. I know what happened. Everybody else is crazy.
Look, you're very upset. Here, drink this. You'll feel better. You're the very first person who went on a fantasy tour and simply cannot seem to snap out of it.
Please, will you humor me? Tell me who I'm supposed to be.
My dear, you're a citizen of our city.
What city?
The city. The city of the people.
Which people?
The people. Your people.
Who am I?
Your name is Ella.
Where's my mother?
Your mother? There's no record of your having a mother. Oh, dear. Arda, please come in.
Hello, Ella, darling.
Well, you're our pilot. You're Captain Moss.
Darling, what are you saying?
You're our pilot. The pilot on Flight 7. American International Airlines Flight 7, London, Miami. We crashed. We went down.
Oh, no.
Oh, why doesn't he remember? Why doesn't he?
Because it never happened.
Oh, you are Captain Moss.
My dear, you're ill.
What have you done to us? Who are you?
Arda, will you watch over her?
Of course. I love her.
Let me know if she isn't feeling better. I'll look in on you soon again.
Captain Moss, how did it happen? How did all this happen?
Listen, Alla.
No, my name isn't Alla. And you listen. You're an airline pilot, and I'm a secretary. I live in Miami.
Miami?
Yes, please. Now let me talk. We were somewhere between Bermuda and Miami when the plane suddenly went down. It crashed. I don't know why it wasn't destroyed. I don't know why we weren't all killed.
Well, it must have been part of the fantasy.
But everybody on the plane began acting so strangely, as if they didn't know who they really were. As if they were other people. And you yourself, you think that you're somebody else. But you're the pilot, you're Captain Moss. Who are these people who have seemed to have captured us?
No more fantasy trips for you, my sweet.
Oh, I can't seem to reach you. Don't you remember?
Oh, what a beautiful day. Let's take a stroll. The sun, the air, it'll clear your head.
Isn't anybody going to be worried about you? I know my mother will be frantic.
I didn't know you had a mother. You never spoke about her. Tell me more. But not here. In the park. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it lovely how happy everybody is? In all of the universe, is there a city like ours?
I wish somehow I could get through to you.
Oh, look, see the people. Every face here is happy, except yours.
I must know what has happened to me.
We're so fortunate. We have no hunger, no poverty, no disease. Now, I have an impression from some of the fantasy trips that there are other worlds not as lucky as ours.
Captain Moss.
Why do you call me Captain Moss? My name is Arda. You chose it.
I chose it.
When we told Aura we wished to become betrothed, she told us to name each other. I chose Alla for you. You selected Arda for me.
You really believe all this?
You've forgotten. We chose each other. We're in love, Alla.
But I don't... I'm not...
Hey, you're trembling. Oh, my dearest. Let me hold you.
Why aren't we in the water? Why aren't we drowned?
No, my darling. Everything's all right. I'm here. You have nothing to worry about.
Oh, I don't know what to think.
Hey, look. It's starting to rain. Let's go to the museum. Hurry. I don't want you to get wet. Isn't this museum a wonderful place? And see the people with their children. One day we'll come here with little ones, too.
Captain Moss, listen to me. I am Judy Roberts. I am a secretary.
What's that?
I take dictation. I type letters. I file correspondence.
Why?
So that the business can go on.
Business? What's business?
Well, business has to do with... Oh, please don't make fun of me.
No, what is business?
Oh, how can I explain this?
If you have to explain it, it can't be very good.
Well, everybody works for one business or another.
Why?
To make money.
What's money?
Oh, you can't be serious.
Now, please, my dear, I'm just...
Money is what you must have in order to buy things.
What sort of things?
What sort of things? Whatever you sort of clothes and whatever you need, whatever you want.
But suppose you have no money.
Well, then you do without.
How can a person do without food? I don't understand.
Well, what do you do here?
I paint pictures. I bring them to the museum. People come here and enjoy them. My brother is a farmer. He raises fruit. He brings it to the plaza. They eat. They enjoy it.
But how do things get done? How do you build houses?
Everyone does what he knows how to do and shares with everyone.
Well, suppose someone takes more than his share.
I don't understand. Why would he want to do that?
Oh. This must be Utopia. Oh, why am I fighting this?
Why indeed? Is there a better place? A happier place than our city?
Wait a minute. There. In that huge space, what's in there?
Oh, that's the fantasy exhibit.
The fantasy exhibit?
Yes. Artifacts from fantasy trips.
Look. Those are ships. And planes.
Well, that's what you want to call them.
Look at that ship. That's a naval vessel.
A what?
Yes, you can read the name. The USS Cyclops. It's a Navy ship that disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle.
The Bermuda Triangle?
Yes, you know what it is. You spoke to us about it on the intercom before we crashed.
Now, my darling,
and
you have...
See. Those Navy planes. Those five old-fashioned Navy planes. You even said what they were. Torpedo bombers. And that freighter. You even told us her name. The Marine Sulphur Queen. No. It's no fantasy. Those are real. And I'm real. And you are real. What are we doing here? What is this place? No, Aura, no. Don't tell me that again. I don't believe it. I'm not a native of this place who happens to be having hallucinations.
Very well, my dear. Suppose you tell me who you are.
There's a place in the Atlantic called the Bermuda Triangle. Ships and planes disappear into it.
I see.
But the ships and the planes are not destroyed. Somehow they pass into another world, this world. And when they do, everybody on board changes somehow. Something happens to their minds. Or you do something to their minds, which makes them believe that they belong here and they forget who they were back on Earth. Is that true?
You're telling the story.
That's what happened to the passengers and the crew of flight number 7. To all of them. All of them except me. My mind didn't undergo any changes.
Oh, yes, I see that now.
Oh, then you admit it.
Yes. We wish you no harm, only good. And now that you're here, I'm afraid you must stay.
Well, in all matters of this kind, getting out is always more difficult than getting in. However, considering the way the place is set up, why should she even want to leave? You realize, of course, that she does manage to get back here, because back here is where we first met her. How? For that, you must wait my return in just a few moments with Act 3.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Morning. Greenhaven State Prison. Today, Jerry Rice is getting out. He paid for his mistake. We paid, too. About 10,000 tax dollars a year to keep him there. And unless he gets a job, he'll probably go back in.
Wait till your daddy sees you. He's not going to recognize you.
If you're someone with a job to give, you can do something about rising crime by giving a guy like Jerry Rice a job. He's been thoroughly screened, so you'll know all about him. You complain about rising crime and the billions of tax dollars used to fight it. Nothing can fight it better than jobs.
Welcome home, Daddy. Are you here forever?
Forever, honey.
The way to get this country working is to get people working. So if you have a job to give, call the National Alliance of Businessmen. Help America work.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
There's an area in the Atlantic known as the Bermuda Triangle. And why ships and planes disappear there is anyone's guess. What you're listening to now is the story being told by Judy Roberts, sole survivor of a plane that disappeared over the Triangle. And she insists that it's a gateway to another world, a world she has become desperate to leave.
Please, I must go back.
I'm sorry. It can't be done.
Well, you brought me here. Why can't you send me back?
Well, we've never tried it before. No one has ever asked to leave.
I must go back.
Why? Look at what you have. Peace, plenty. It's a paradise.
Yes.
And most important, love. Who loves you? What man loves you back in your other world?
No one.
Here? Arda. Very well, I should call him Captain Moss. He loves you, and you love him.
I don't know.
You fell in love with each other on the plane. Neither of you knew it. Had you gone on to land in Miami, you would have parted forever. We could feel this love. That's why we brought down your plane, so that your love could live.
Are you saying that you brought down a plane 110 people just because of me and the pilot?
Well, where will you find a better reason than love?
But the people, the other people. Oh,
they will be happier here, too.
No, I can't stay. I can't. My mother, she's old.
Oh, not that old.
And she's ill, and she needs me.
So does Captain Moss.
Well, if I could forget the way all the others did, it would be right for me to stay, but I can't forget. I can't. Whatever it is you do to us, whatever it is you use, it doesn't seem to work with me. And as long as I know who I am, I can't be happy here.
In time, perhaps.
No, no. Don't take that chance.
A chance?
For your own sake. Every face I see here is smiling. But my face would be the different one. Everybody here is happy. I'm sad. Perhaps I would introduce this unhappiness, this sadness, this discontent into your city. Perhaps because of me, there would be trouble.
If you go back, you will live to regret your decision.
Oh, I regret it already. But please, please, let me go back.
Oh, my dear.
Please, please. Even if I'm wrong, I can't help it. That's me. That's how I am.
Very well.
You see, Lieutenant, there's some kind of thing, a space, a tunnel, whatever, I can't say, between the worlds. And they took me to it. And then when they saw a helicopter off in the distance, they knew that I'd be safe. So they just me back. And that is what happened. Well, Lieutenant Nelson, can't you say anything?
Wow.
Is that all you can say?
No. No, I can say this. Stick with your first story.
Which story?
The one where you just don't remember anything.
But I'm telling you the truth.
You'll never get it to fly.
Believe me.
Please, don't put me on the spot.
Tell me.
It doesn't matter. The problem is, look, if you tell that story, people are going to insist you're a nut.
But it's true.
I won't help you. Look, I was wrong. You were telling the truth the first time when you said you couldn't remember.
You're the one who convinced me to tell the truth. And I see now that you were right. I must tell the truth.
We have to do something.
Yes, well, what can we do, Pete? Remember, she's not a prisoner.
But look, Admiral...
We've got to bring her to shore. And she's free to go.
You heard her story?
Yes.
Would you know what will happen when she tells it?
Yes. People will say, poor girl, she's undergone such a terrible ordeal. No wonder it affected her mind.
Judy! Judy!
Yes, Mom?
Do something about that confounded phone.
I can't, Mama. It'll just keep ringing.
Well, take the receiver off the hook or something. Oh, go away. We don't want any. Between that phone and that doorbell. Judy, look, fetch me a cup of tea.
Yes, Mama.
What into you all of a sudden? Why'd you tell him that crazy yarn?
It happens to be the truth, Mama. Do you believe me?
No, I don't believe you. Girl, you used to make up stories.
Oh, please, Mama. I'm very tired. I had some rest.
Why should you be tired?
Please.
You haven't worked all week. This thing even cost you your job. What do we do? How are we going to live? How?
Oh, Mama, everything's going to be all right. Oh,
why did you do it? Why did you tell that story?
You know why, Mama. I didn't want all those people to grieve. Oh,
you worried about all them people. But now, who's worried about you? Do they know you lost your job? That you're a prisoner in your own house? Do they? Do they care?
Please, please, Mama. I came back here to take care of you. I came back here because I was afraid you couldn't make it by yourself. I gave up everything for you.
Why did you ever give up for me? You were too shy to go out with boys. Too timid to get a job which would make demands on you.
And why am I shy, Mama? Why am I timid? It's because of you. I had paradise, Mama. I had utopia in my hands. And I was too frightened to take it.
Archer, you're crazy. You were in the sun and in the water too long. Now look, you just lie down.
No, I won't. I want to go back. I want to go back, Mama. Go back to the city. Oh, please, Mama. I want to go back to my city.
Don't cry. No, don't cry, baby. Everything's all right. Mama's going to make everything all right.
There's nothing further on Judy Roberts' disappearance. She left from the rest home in which she was staying early this evening.
Admiral, I think the police could find her if they checked out the local boatyards.
Is that so, Lieutenant?
Yes. Look, I would say she rented herself a boat, and she's gone out to look for her city again.
Yeah, there's a possibility.
Is there any way the Navy could be interested?
No, not officially, Lieutenant. You see, we can't search for anyone until after it's assumed they're on the water, or in it. And then we have to be asked or ordered.
Yes, I was afraid of that.
Are you qualified in torpedo boats?
No, sir.
Well, if you want to log in some time...
Oh, yes, I understand, sir.
In fact, I might just for the ride.
Not a sign of her, sir.
I also ordered the air patrols to keep an unofficial eye out, but we don't even know if she's out here.
The boatyard people described her pretty well.
If she's this far out, she's in trouble if we don't find her. She can't have enough fuel to come back.
Admiral, she doesn't want to come back.
Well, if she doesn't, we really have no right to compel her. Of course, if she's out of fuel and food and water and in danger of sinking...
And ill, besides... Admiral, look, up ahead. Dead ahead. Is that a small boat?
Steady. Hold her steady. Yeah, escort.
Look, that's her. There, she's lying on the
bottom. Hold her steady there. Corman, we need some blankets and something hot to drink.
I'll go into the boat and get her.
All right, let's do it quickly, Pete. I don't like the shape of those clouds.
Hold that boat steady. Judy.
No, go away.
Judy, you'll die out here. There's a storm coming. Listen.
No, no.
want to die.
No, let me go, please. I'm too tired to fight you. Put me down.
Now, Judy, you'll be all right.
No. No, please let me go.
Go where? You're a couple of hundred miles from land. Storm.
I'll jump overboard.
Oh, that's crazy.
Listen. Listen. Can you hear that? Do you hear it? That roar. That roar that I told you about. I heard it on the plane. We're falling. We're falling. Don't you feel it?
Something wrong with the boat. We must have been swamped. We're being pulled down. I gotta get you up on deck. We gotta get out of here.
No. It's all right.
Come, we gotta get out.
We're only falling. Falling. You'll be all right. Only a fantasy trip. Don't be afraid. Welcome home. Welcome home again to all of you. And Ella, you're back, looking beautiful as always.
Yes, Sora, I'm back. I'm really back.
According to the papers and the broadcasts, a torpedo boat went down in a violent storm with all hands. It's true, the storm raged in the area of the Bermuda Triangle, but, well, what does that mean? Ships and planes have a habit of disappearing. So do I, but only for a few moments. I, at least, shall return shortly.
Do you think a computer programmer needs the use of his legs? New York University doesn't. They hired a man who's almost totally paralyzed. Yet they'll be the first to admit Tom Clancy's one of the best computer programmers they had. Of course, Tom Clancy's just one person, but there are millions of men and women in this country very much like him. People who have accepted their disabilities and come through rehabilitation with skills, determination, and a sense of responsibility. Yes, Tom Clancy's got a very good job. But what about all the others? The director of vocational rehabilitation in your state has a file of highly qualified people in every field, ready, willing, and able to work. If you're not in a position to hire them, talk to someone who is. And next time there's an opening in your company, ask him to write the director of vocational rehabilitation. His office is in your state capital.
A public service message brought to you on behalf of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare and the Advertising Council.
The Bermuda Triangle. Fact or fiction? Myth or reality? Everything you've heard on our show, every way of accounting for it, or not accounting for it, has been the subject of lengthy debate. Is it the passage to another world? Some insist it is. Is it the playground of a superior race of men who amuse themselves with us mere mortals? There are those who believe it. Our cast included Mercedes McCambridge, Paul Hecht, Bryna Rayburn, and Robert Dryden. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
KOIN in Portland, my name's Bill Garrity. Have a good night tonight and a better day tomorrow. It's 12 midnight, CBS News time.
CBS. CBS News. The Select Senate Committee continues closed-door sessions today on possible CIA involvement in foreign assassination plots. I'm Ann Crosman, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Retired Army General Maxwell Taylor, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is scheduled to appear before the committee today, along with Walt Rostow, who served as National Security Advisor for President Kennedy. The committee is trying to find out who, if anyone, authorized the CIA to become involved in assassination plots. Yesterday, the committee discussed calling former President Nixon to testify. Committee Chairman Frank Church says that as vice president in 1960, Mr. Nixon was action officer for President Eisenhower in planning of the Bay of Pigs invasion. Church says in that position, Mr. Nixon might conceivably have known of CIA mafia plans to assassinate Cuban Premier Fidel Castro, plans that were being discussed at that time. It was disclosed yesterday that the CIA paid $98,000 secretly to Ashland Oil Company between 1968 and 73. A company spokesman is declining comment, refusing to say why the money was paid. The information was contained in a report to the Securities and Exchange Commission. The Senate has unanimously approved an energy bill requiring the federal government to store millions of barrels of oil as protection against a future oil embargo. The House, meantime, has passed a bill that would transfer the nation's naval petroleum reserves back to the Interior Department for production. Bernard Shaw reports.
The bill transfers authority from the Navy to the Interior Department and gives the Interior Secretary authority to issue licenses to commercial oil companies. The bill also permits similar tapping of naval oil reserves at Buena Vista Hills, California, and Teapot Dome, Wyoming. All this oil had been held for the Navy's fleet, but supporters arguing to open it up to commercial use to help the nation's energy problems said the military always gets the oil it needs when the nation is at war. Montana Democrat John Melcher, floor manager of the bill, said Elk Hills alone could produce 200,000 barrels of oil daily for the next 12 to 20 years. The bill now goes to the Senate. Bernard Shaw, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The latest from the Mideast in a minute.
If you ever use a hemorrhoid preparation, you should know this. Vaseline Brands has news. It's Hemorrhoid Ointment. Hemorrhoid works fast, helps protect with a proven medical ingredient for soothing occlusion. And Hemorrhoid gives you only this ingredient, so it gives more than the leading lotion. Now at your first burning and itching, turn to soothing Hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid from Vaseline Brands. Use only as directed.
Heave-ho, world, introducing the captain of Mike Roy's cooking thing.
Avast and behold, me hearties.
Avast yourself.
I'll borrow my son Dana's must. I'm going to tell you what to do when too many people rock the boat.
I'll tell you what you can do. You can go walk the plank. Now, what is all this nonsense?
Well, cooking aboard ship can be tricky, and I have no intention of being a galley slave, so we'll do it the safe way.
Oh, with the gourmet gallops in the galley, friends, tomorrow on Mike Roy's cooking thing.
There's been an explosion in Israel, and Bruno Wassertile has details.
A pre-dawn explosion Wednesday knocked out a section of Israel's $150 million oil pipeline that links the Red Sea port of Eilat with the harbor of Ashkelon on the Mediterranean. The blast took place about 6 miles north of Eilat, where the pipeline runs close to the Jordanian border. Israeli oil experts and security forces are investigating to determine whether the explosion was due to a fault in one of the pumping stations along the line or to an act of sabotage. The 160-mile-long pipeline carries over 100 million barrels of petroleum a year, mostly for transshipment to destinations in Europe. Before engineers this morning could stop the flow of oil going through the 42-inch-wide pipeline, hundreds of tons of petroleum spilled out over the main highway to Eilat, stopping traffic for several hours until firemen cleaned the road with jets of special detergent foam. Bruno Wassertile for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
More in a moment.
You are in Brazil, northeastern Brazil. Far from tropical Amazon jungles and far from the bright lights of big cities. This area is often stricken by drought. Life is hard. And childhood diseases such as measles are sometimes fatal. A child suffering from malnutrition or dehydration cannot fight disease. But hope lives in Brazil. Project Hope, introducing new ideas in healthcare, such as well-baby clinics. In a pilot program operated jointly by Project Hope and Brazilian doctors and nurses, a group of 40 babies has undergone monthly checkups for a year. Their mothers were instructed on good hygiene, nutrition, and immunization. All of these babies lived, while typically 5 of the 40 would have died during the first year. Hope lives because you help. Keep it up. Write Project Hope, Room A, Washington, D.C.
Secretary of State Kissinger flies to Paris today on the first leg of a 4-day European trip. On Thursday, Kissinger goes to Geneva for 2 days of meetings with Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko, and on Saturday he flies to Bonn for Mideast talks with Israeli Prime Minister Rabin. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
A 20-year-old Portland youth was arrested today on arson charges following 3 fires yesterday in the Errol Heights area of Multnomah County. The blazes included 2 vacant houses in the Milwaukee Rural District 56 and 1 in a small greenhouse on the grounds of the Marcus Whitman Elementary School. The amount of damage was listed at $9,000. Multnomah County Sheriff's officers say they arrested Richard Dean Buckingham after a man telephoned the county police emergency number and said he was going to light many more fires if he was not arrested soon. Governor Bob Straub says he will let Oregon's malpractice insurance bill become law without his signature. However, he vetoed the emergency clause in the bill. The bill permits establishment of an excess liability fund if malpractice damages go over a set limit. The Oregon Court of Appeals said today that a Portland lounge owner was promoting gambling when he permitted customers to roll dice to see who would put money in a jukebox. The court said the owner, Gus Hillier, was providing the place and equipment for the conduct of gambling. 4 of the 8 men killed in Monday night's Skid Row Hotel fire in Portland have been identified. In addition, 6 of the 26 persons hospitalized are listed in critical condition. A Skid Row resident, 61-year-old John Newvine, has been charged with arson and 8 counts of murder and will appear in Multnomah County District Court this morning for arraignment. More than 60 forest fires in Oregon and Washington have broken out in the past 24 hours. Most were caused by lightning and were kept under an acre. A third try proved to be the proverbial charm for the Lebanon Union High School District as it was passing a request for $957,683 outside the 6% limitation. The vote, with only one precinct not counted, was 865 yes to 552 no. Also in Linn County, the Crabtree School District won approval of a request for $51,298 on the second try, 43 yes to 14 no. Atlantic Richfield says radioactive liquid waste is being moved from an underground storage tank at Hanford that has already leaked about 5,000 gallons. The leak is just one in a series that have occurred at the Federal Hanford Reserve. In central Washington, it is estimated that 500,000 gallons of radioactive waste has leaked from underground tanks at the installation in the past 17 years. The tanks have been in use since World War II, and officials predict such leaks will continue until completion of a program to convert liquid waste to solids. Atlantic Richfield says it plans to have all liquid wastes in solid form by about 1980. The weather forecast for the Portland-Vancouver area and the weather conditions: clear with a temperature of 63 degrees, wind north-northwest at 8 miles per hour, the barometric pressure 29.99. The forecast: brief morning clouds, otherwise continued sunny today and Thursday. Highs 80 to 85 degrees, lows in the upper 50s. Northerly winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of measurable rainfall less than 10% through today. And as I said, the temperature in downtown Portland stands at 63 degrees. That's KOIN AM FM News at 1210. I'm Bill Garrity.